Shed Some Light, episode 256, coming to you on a Friday. Extra long break between episodes, but Michael and Jack are back. Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You know what I heard the other day that I'm going to start incorporating? You know how I'm doing right now?
How you doing?
I'm pretty jazzed up for this episode, if you know
jazzed
what I'm saying.
Jazzed up, okay.
Jazzed up, okay. Is what I am.
I like it.
I am jazzed up. How are you? Are you jazzed?
I'm jazzy.
Ooh. Spicy.
How about that? I don't think that this is going to be too long of an episode. I'm trying to think. I had a really good quote that I wanted to say at the end of this episode.
You can't remember?
And now I can't remember the quote. So, off to a rough start for me. Let's jump right into it here. I guess we'll get the actual sports talk out of the way first.
Sure. What's the actual sports talk?
Chad Bowden staying at Notre Dame.
That was not what I thought it was going to be, but I'll take it. Yeah. Thought we were going to talk a little Super Bowl, but...
Well, we can get to that. We can get to that.
Fuck it. Whatever, dude. I guess.
Yeah. So, did you hear what Michigan offered him?
No.
Like, I don't know what percentage, but a major pay increase, and his title was going to be general manager. They were just going to have him GM a college team.
That's insane. Like not the fact that they would do that for him, but like just the fact that now there are general managers of college teams is nuts. And shout out to him for telling Michigan to go fuck themselves, hopefully.
Yeah,
where is this confirmed that he is officially staying?
My sources. Sources do say, folks, that he will be staying. No, I'm like 99% certain he's staying, getting a pay increase, and I think, if you kind of read between the lines, a little bit more leniency.
Ah.
When it comes to his job.
Dutton's happy about it.
Squeaking away back there.
Yeah.
So now, Dutton. Hey, Dutt. Buddy. What do you have to say about Chad? Fired up. He's got his big bone. He's running around.
Pumped up. Chad Bowden is staying. Let's go.
We'll take a... Let me see if I can get
Let's
this from him.
Let's just keep it rolling. I'm sorry to anybody that's listening to this with headphones.
I will say, this is a brand new toy that Sierra and I got him less than a week ago, so I'm glad to see it's getting some use. Just unfortunate use timing. Hey, Dutt. That's a loud toy, my boy. Why don't you get the silent one? Well, he's on a little bit of a break there. We can talk the Super Bowl.
But I want to keep talking Chad Bowden for a second.
Okay.
Dutton's fired up, too. He just, right as I said, Whoop. He just squeaked it. Like I said, I'd give, like, the keys to the kingdom to Chad Bowden.
Yeah.
What he does, the ideas that he has, the way that he recruits, I guess the best word to use is like the frequency of it, where like it's not like a, all right, big recruiting push. He's always in the big recruiting push.
Yeah.
Like he can't have a big recruiting push because he's always at like 110%.
In the famous words of Nick Bear, here's a quote for the people out there today. It's better to be consistently good than occasionally great. But Chad, I think, is consistently great.
So, fuck yeah. I'll take it, dude. Like, I think, like I said, there were a couple people that I would give just, like, lifetime contracts to on that team, and he is definitely one of them.
Yeah,
he's only, like, what, like, 28, 29? He's, like, a couple years older than me, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. My guess is early 30s.
I want to say, I remember hearing something about it that, like, when I looked it up, I was like, holy shit.
My guess is 31. I've been pretty spot on with age guesses recently. Not to toot my own horn or anything.
I don't know what the... He doesn't have a Wikipedia, so it's kind of hard. 31.
Let's go, dude. I am on fire with these.
Yeah.
Absolute heater over here. Wow.
What a god. Shout out to Chad Bowden.
Shout out to me. But bigger shout out to Chad.
Mostly shout out to Chad.
Okay, Super Bowl-wise now. That all happened since we last recorded. Go Niners.
Go Niners. But the Chiefs are 1,000% going to win.
Yeah. Just so that they can get the...
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, like, kissing under the confetti. Like, that picture is going to do multiple millions of dollars worth of, of advertising and shit. So the Chiefs are definitely going to win, but rooting for the Niners. Go Niners. Who would have thought Aaron Banks and Drew Tranquil are our two representatives in the Super Bowl? That's pretty nuts.
I mean, I obviously like both of them. Me and Aaron go way back. I was his freshman orientation leader.
Banks of America?
Yep.
On Instagram?
And me and Drew even go back even further. Saw him at his first...
we thought he was a douche.
OV at Notre Dame.
And then he wasn't a douche.
Then he turned out to be a great...
Great guy. Stand-up guy. Not a sit-down guy. Stand-up guy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Also, there was never a more... Lions gonna Lions game than I've seen in the NFC Championship.
Although that
was fucking so funny.
Although they died the exact same way that they lived, so you kind of got to respect that.
Yes and no.
Should they have kicked the field goals?
Yes,
obviously. But Dan Campbell just puts his nuts in a wheelbarrow every time and goes for it.
All season. But so my problem with that is. When you went for it both times, the first time they went for it on fourth down, I was like, eh, okay. Like, you're up 14. Like, should you probably kick the field goal? Yeah, but, like, I can understand going for it. You know, like, your defense has been good. The second time, that one made no sense. And, like, it didn't make any sense because it, in my opinion, it seems like when he went for it, it was, like, on both times, it was the mentality of, like, or the mindset of, like, fuck it, we're not really supposed to be here anyways. Might as well just see what we can get.
Right.
Which, like, I get if you're, like, a live and die by, like, the being aggressive in the regular season, but, like, you can't play the fuck it, we shouldn't be here card in the playoffs in the NFC Championship.
Right.
Like, you have to be smarter than that. So, like, that's the part that, like, doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I mean, I understand... why, I guess, but, like, I just think it's a dumb... It was, like, an incredibly, incredibly stupid move.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And then the Chiefs-Ravens game was, like... The Chiefs-Ravens game, I, like... I related a lot to, like, the Alabama-Michigan game. Where, like, it was a good, boring game.
It was very boring.
Like, nothing... Like, it was a good game in the sense of, like... It wasn't, like, a blowout. But, like, nothing really happened.
Yeah.
So, like, eh. But, yeah, Chiefs are probably going to win the Super Bowl. Whatever, fuck it.
Still, go Niners. I got one other thing football-wise, specifically NFL-wise, to bring up. So, came across this guy, Rufus Rice.
Yeah, yeah, on TikTok, the British dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
It was a
British guy who he's never watched the NFL before.
No, I didn't see this.
And he decided to watch the past conference championship games, and he made 4 points that, like, could be rule/game changes that, like, I kind of agree with all of them.
Okay.
So, number one, either get rid of the kickoff or make it a punt. Because every time the ball just gets kicked out of the end zone.
Sure. Or just, like, move it back 5 yards.
Or 10.
Either one.
Make it returnable.
But there's enough returned kicks. Like, it's not through the back of the end zone every time. It's pretty much in the end zone every time.
Right.
But, like, enough people return kicks.
Yeah. The next one was that penalties make no sense, where if the defense gets a penalty, it's an automatic first down. But if the offense gets a penalty,
it's a replay.
He said they should lose that down automatically.
I kind of agree with that.
Which sucks, but, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you there. The third thing blows my mind that this isn't a thing yet. You know how in tennis, when they hit the ball and then, like, they argue whether that was inbounds or out of bounds, and then they go to that like AI camera thing.
Yeah.
Just do that for spotting the football.
Yeah. I also think it's a little bit harder, like, with football in the sense of, like, there's a lot of people. Like, tennis, like, you can just track the ball. There's no interference.
Yeah, but don't you think that you could put a sensor in the ball and sensors in the field and just say, did this ball break this line, yes or no?
Sure. But I think it's a little bit easier said than done.
It's 2024. We got to have that technology. And then the last one were that the commentators stink, which
I don't disagree with that.
For the most part, yeah. I thought that was a pretty funny take on American football.
Yeah.
From a British guy. But that's all the sports talk that I got.
I think that's all the ones that I got.
Okay.
The Pro Bowl's going on right now.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. So cool.
The Pro Bowl's the worst out of all the major sports competitions. Gotta be.
What does the NHL do?
They're actually on right now, too.
Oh, so maybe the NHL is worse because I would rather watch the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, but like the Pro Bowl is like after the season. And I understand why you can't do it during the season. But like, I don't give a fuck about the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. So I got one dumb thought that I want to discuss with you because we both know about this now, and I was kind of waiting to bring it up on the podcast, but the idea was leaked to you ahead of time. Let's talk through the logic here because I kind of really want to do this.
Okay.
100 beers, 100 miles in 1 week.
Yep. Okay. See, and me and you have very different opinions on this, and I could not disagree more with the way that you want to do this.
Okay.
So, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first on how we think?
Well, if I did my math correct, I believe it was 14 and a quarter
a day
miles and beer per day for 7 days, right?
I believe so.
So that's option one, all 7 days, 14 and a quarter miles and beers. I'm obviously, if I'm doing it that way, I'm doing like a seven-ish mile run in the morning and a seven-ish mile run in the evening and just knocking back some beers.
But you're knocking back beers in between. So you're running drunk.
No. You told me
that you were doing seven, drinking seven beers, run 7 miles.
I might do
That's insane.
I might do my 7 mile run and then almost instantly like 4 beers. And then plenty of time to sober up, recover, go about the rest of my day. Then another 7 in the evening, and then 10 beers at night.
Yeah, no.
That's option one.
Yeah, but then you drink 10 beers a night, and you go to bed, and you wake up hungover.
Yeah. I've done many runs hungover.
Yeah, you're fucking weird with that, dude. Like, you do a lot of runs hungover, so maybe that's fine. Like, I can't run hungover. So here's what I would do.
Well, that was only my first option.
Okay.
Well, my second option was knock out, do 20 miles of running per day and only run Monday through Friday. And that way you have a full day Saturday and a full day Sunday to really focus on the beer drinking. Obviously, I'm not saving all of the 100 beers and doing 50 per day Saturday and Sunday because that just is impossible. But more miles throughout the week, slightly less beers Monday through Friday, beer heavy Saturday, Sunday.
I think that's a better idea than your first one.
20 miles a day for 5 days in a row, though, is a bit challenging.
Yeah, this whole thing is challenging. See, what I'm doing is I'm waking up early, right? Like 5:30, 6 o'clock. having a little breakfast. Then I'm going for a run, and I'm running 14 and a half miles. That'll take me till like 9:30. Getting done with my run, quick little second meal, gets me done by 10, and then I'm knocking out 14 beers in about 3 hours, takes me till 1, I sober up the rest of the day, and then I repeat.
That's pretty good. That's, yeah, I like that. I feel like come about Wednesday, your legs are really going to start to feel it.
Your legs are going to start to... We just talked about running 20 miles a day.
Yeah, but I don't think it's as bad when you split it up into two sessions.
What do we think of this? Alternating miles and beers. Because I'm taking this as like... I'm not working this week.
Yeah,
so I have nothing to do besides run and drink beer.
The person that I know that has done this twice has done it without working.
Yeah, so I'm doing like 2 miles, having like 2 beers, and 2 miles, like 2 beers, sobering up. 2 miles, 2 beers. I'm just knocking that out all day.
That's not bad.
Because if I again, I'm getting up early because I normally get up early. If I can space that 2 miles and 2 beers between like fucking 6 a.m. and 9 p.m., like I'm knocking that out easy for 7 rounds.
If that's the case, I may knock out like...
That's what I'm saying. Like you start breaking it up like 2 and 2. Like
25, 30 miles a day.
That's what I'm saying. Like you just start breaking it up 2 and 2, I think we're chilling.
The real challenge is doing this while working.
You do this while working, dude. You're a psychopath. You can't sleep. You work a 9 to 5. Ain't no shot you're doing this.
Yeah.
Unless you're drinking beers at work.
No. So 14 miles a day. Say you run a 10-minute mile. That's only, what, 2 hours and 20 minutes of running time?
So if you're working, right, you're working 9 to 5. Yeah. Are you saying then you're getting up in the morning and you're going to work first thing? You're not knocking out any in the morning?
No, I'm probably going to run my miles first thing in the morning.
So you're running before work?
Yep. Then I'm going to work, and then I'm going to crush beers.
Living the American fucking dream, baby.
That would make it... That would be... That's next level.
That'd be some shit, I'd tell you that. That'd be fucked.
I don't know. Maybe that's not possible.
I just imagine like you work like some like corporate bullshit like desk job, like cube jockey, cube monkey, whatever it is. And you're like, yeah, going on vacation next week, and then like you're like, yeah, you're like your coworker's like, oh, like you know, what did you how's your vacation? Like, what'd you do? And they're like, no, it was actually like a staycation. And your coworker's like, oh, dude, no, that's crazy. Like, a staycation's not a bad idea. Like. You know, you do anything
nice
fun,
and
like,
relaxing.
Yeah, like what'd you do? Like, you know, did you have a nice, like, relaxing, you know, you watch a bunch of movies? Like, what'd you do? It's like, oh no, I ran 100 miles and I drank 100 beers. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Elite. Absolutely like, elite, yeah. Way to spend your time.
Hell yeah, dude. I respect that.
So is that in our future, Dutton?
Dutton, love you.
I don't know.
Stick it.
We'll see.
Right. Well, speaking of 100 beers, Dutton. I'm going to fight you in a second here. I thought about this the other day. It might be... Dutton, what do you want? It might be just because, again, I've talked about this before. I'm not really good with, like, estimating something.
Audric estimating?
Yep. Because you could tell me, like, two wildly different answers to this, and I'd probably believe both of them.
Okay. But, what's the question?
You know, drinking a Miller Lite here, went into the liquor store the other day to, you know, obviously get some Miller Lite. And I'm looking at the prices for some of these things. I'm like, damn, that shit's expensive. And then it got me thinking, how much money is in the liquor store at one time, right? So like a bottle of wine is like fucking, depending on the wine, like say it's like $25, but they got fucking 10 bottles of that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like,
now we're talking our classic Indiana liquor store. Yep. We're not talking like the Binney's Beverage Depot that's
a full-on
warehouse type place.
But then it got me thinking. It's like, you know, a case of beer, $24, right?
Yeah.
They got that shit stacked. There's like fucking 50 of those cases right there.
I'm saying like...
So my over-under was like... And this is going to sound stupid, or maybe not. I was going to say like $1 million.
I was going to say 1 to 2 million.
I was going to say $1 million.
At least.
Because then you got the shit behind the counter that's
right,
like...
And then you got the expensive stuff.
Yeah. But then like somebody else could tell me like 200,000. I'd be like, yeah, probably.
No way.
I don't know.
No way.
Dude, I don't know.
Let me do some calculations.
You could also tell me, like, you could genuinely tell me, like, $5 million. I'd probably agree as well.
$200,000 is only 8,000 cases of beer.
But that's a lot of cases of beer.
Right. But they got a lot of other things in there.
But just think about 8,000 cases of beer stacked up. It's a lot of beer.
And beer is probably on the cheaper end of things that they sell. I'm saying $1 to $2 million.
Again, I put the over-under at one, and I was like, people are going to probably think I'm an idiot for this.
No.
But then, like I said, like, also, you could probably tell me, like, you could tell me 500,000 or 5 million, and I'd believe both of those answers. If that makes sense.
I really don't think that it's under a million.
How high would you go? Like so,
two and a half.
To give you perspective, to give you in particular perspective, I was at the Belmont by the gas station.
Yeah,
across from.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was saying like, how, but then like also like you got to imagine they got shit in the back.
Yeah, 2.5 to 3. 1.7, like available stuff.
I almost want to be like, yo, can I speak to your manager real quick? How much shit you got in this store, dog? Like, fucking total.
What's your total inventory?
What's this racking up here? If I wanted to buy this store. Fucking,
Let's talk some numbers.
Let's talk numbers here. Just hear me out. Let me buy the store. Yeah, it's about, you know, like 2.1 million. I'll give you 300 cash. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. That's one, like, I would love to hear, like, because then I started going down a real rabbit hole of, like, how much money is in, like, a supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
But then I was also, like, how much money is in, like, a Home Depot or, like, a Lowe's.
A car dealership.
Yeah, but a car dealership is, like, pretty, like, I feel like that's easily quantifiable.
Yeah.
But you can just,
it's
like,
just
count
still a
many,
lot of money.
Yeah, but still a lot. I was going, like... a bunch of little things added up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, oh, this is, like, you go to a supermarket, you're not like, that's 20 grand, that's 20 grand, that's
Dunkin'
40
Donuts.
Grand. I feel like Dunkin' Donuts is under 100,000.
I would think so, but that'd be a pretty funny number to know. Well, no, they probably got a bunch of stuff in the back. They're open for a long time. People want donuts and coffee.
Yeah, but every time I go to Dunkin' Donuts, it'll be like fucking 7 a.m. I'll be like, can I get a cinnamon raisin bagel? They'll be like, we're all out. Fucking 7 a.m., dude. Your whole shit is that you sell breakfast food, you motherfuckers. How you out of cinnamon raisin at 7 a.m.? Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about money. How much I can steal.
That's good. Make that public knowledge.
I've never stolen anything. That's a fact. From a store. Yeah, Dutton. How much have you stolen? Stolen my heart. Love you, Dutton.
All right. Well, that is where we are wrapping up Shed Some Light episode 256. Thank you, Dutton. We'll be back the next time that we record. Probably, I don't know. It'll be this week, probably.
Sure. Dutton loves it.
Remember, Dutton, it's better to poop in the sink than sink in the poop.
Keep him cold.